205-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
I'm calling because I saw one of your delivery persons today, and he was totally naked.
Ma'am, I sincerely want to apologize for any...
Buck naked right there on the street.
Ma'am, we're doing all we can to...
And I say it's about darn time.
I know, and I'm gonna... Wait, what?
The human body is a beautiful thing, don't you agree?
Well, I...
We've suffered the tyranny of clothing for way too long.
Okay, but...
So thanks, Jimmy John's, for going all natural.
Actually, ma'am, it's our meats that are all natural.
Say what now?
Our meats are all natural. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
So I don't suppose I can expect all natural delivery in the future?
No.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bed liner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
The Capital One Saver Card presents the invention of the takeout container.
Oh, darling, I've done it. With this folded paper box, we can now easily take out food from a restaurant.
It's genius.
So what do you fancy for supper?
I picked last time.
No, I picked last time.
There was a time when takeout was once the next big thing in food. Now it's the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 3% cash back on dining, 2% on groceries, and 1% on all other purchases.
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USANA.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCB 105.5 The Roar. See, you know, Ronnie, give them a little and they get carried away. Like Cocky Boy from Anderson, I just saw on the text line, Helsinki has the potential to be better than Trevor Lawrence. No, I didn't say that. No, don't. Look, don't get carried away. All right? Don't get carried away. But I do think Helsinki has a chance to be the best quarterback at South Carolina in some time. Better than Bentley. I do think that. The comp is Luke Falk. And Luke Falk's receiving a lot of love in the NFL draft. Probably be, in my estimation right now, probably be a round four pick by somebody. And should have a long NFL career, whether it's as a starter or a guy who is a backup. But, you know, Falk has a chance in the right system. And Helsinki has, again, I'm telling you, from a throwing motion standpoint, it is the exact same motion. The body type looks similar. Again, I've been told that Helsinki may be a little thicker now. I haven't seen that on film. The body type looks similar at a similar stage, but it's more than that. It's the release. It's the throwing motion is the exact same. And Helsinki has some of those same attributes in terms of quick seeing and getting the ball out of his hand and throwing to a spot and on time that has made Faulk so successful. And again, Faulk's the all-time Pac-12 leader in passing yards. So, you know, yes, he's played in Mike Leach's offense, but he's still that's a league known for quarterback play, and he's still the all-time leader in passing yards in that offense. Joe on the Northland Communication phone lines. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, good, Joe. Appreciate you getting in.
One thing about the quarterback, I've watched a little bit of the film, not a whole lot, maybe like 5 minutes, but I can understand what you're saying as far as Faulk, that little low hitch that he throws. And I think the, losing your brother to suicide, and then the way he's handled himself since then, as far as I've read, he's a high character person. That's an extremely difficult thing.
I can't even pretend to imagine that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what that's like. I wouldn't want to know what that's like. Just that the kid is still functioning says a lot about him.
Yeah, he's like 17, I think, at the moment. But I also think, Muschamp's done a good job as far as recruiting. I still think you got to get a running back. I think South Carolina right now is about a 9-3 team. I don't think we can beat Georgia, and I don't think we can beat Clemson. Maybe one loss to the schedule. But we still don't have a quarterback. But I think Warner being at South Carolina helps, and having depth at the position always helps. So, Muschamp's doing his job, and he's doing it right.
Well, look, I agree with that.
To get a California kid.
Yeah, and look, here's the other thing. And I know you said you won't be Georgia, you won't be Clemson, but the good news about the Georgia game is it's early and it's in your building. And Georgia lost a lot of pieces. Yeah. So, if you're going to have a shot at them, the best time to play them is early.
Yeah, I definitely think it'll be competitive. But at the end of the day, Walt, I think we're about a year away. I think Bentley needs his footwork better. And I think we need more depth. I think the offensive scheme is going to work better than what we've had. I mean, it can't get much worse, but I think Bentley, he's going to be better just because, he's better coach now. That's my opinion. I don't know what you think about that.
No, I would agree with that.
But what is your opinion of Joyner as far as his potential?
I've
never heard you break that down.
I did a couple times. And here's what happens with me, Joe. I watch so much film that you get to a point where the film I watched on a guy was 6 months ago, and it's just not clear in my head now. So, the Joyner thing, especially now with the NFL draft and, the contests I'm involved in and everything else. So Joyner is a dual threat guy, athletic, pretty good arm. That's what I remember about him. To be more specific, I'll have to go back and watch it again this evening. I know he allegedly struggled a little in the spring game. I did not see that game as yet.
That's a little bit irrelevant as far as this year, I think. I think you should put him as the package. Kind of like Farrell Cooper did a few years back. And then we had some other players. I was reading about Cal. Brandon McElwain might have a shot at the starting job. I don't know what your opinion of that is, but I think it might be improvement what they have at Cal overall. But should be an interesting year. While I'm still picking Alabama to win the national championship until it's proven otherwise. I might have to look at some more rosters, but with that quarterback and that roster, I think it's basically a monopoly on talent for right now. But appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, look, here's the thing. In thinking ahead to next year, by the way, Jay Bruce for the Mets hit a grand slam home run against Washington, and the Mets are kicking the crap out of Washington. Bruce, that's as smooth a swing on a grand slam as you will ever see. Effortless, it just looks like he's trying to put the ball in the air somewhere, and he hits a mile-high grand slam. What was the last thing Joe asked?
You started talking about next year for them, South Carolina. Mm. You said, think about next year. I was assuming that you were
I know what it was. Okay. I know what it was. Joe had mentioned Alabama at the end of his phone call. And and their prospects for the coming year, and that he's going with Alabama. And obviously, I think Tua Tagovailoa is incredible, and if Saban gives him a chance, he's going to be really, really special. Now, I will say this. Alabama's already experiencing some injuries. I know that Judy got hurt the other day. I don't know what his timeline is, but they've already experienced a number of injuries, which may not be a good sign. The concern for Alabama in terms of national prominence, and again, they'll be placed there, you know, they lost their whole secondary. And I think anytime a team loses their entire secondary, there are issues, even at a place like Alabama. So the two programs I'm interested in watching this year, in terms of what the preseason expectations are and whether they meet those expectations, Penn State and Alabama. Both those teams have elite college quarterbacks, two of the best quarterbacks in the country, without question, and two potential Heisman contenders. But in both cases, you know, people will talk about how Alabama lost to Ron Payne, or Alabama lost Rashawn Evans, and they'll talk about how Penn State lost Barkley, or Penn State lost Deshaun Hamilton, or tight end Mike Gesicki, and so a lot of, you know, a lot of primetime name talent. But the talent loss that concerns me in both those places, if I'm a fan of one of those teams, is the secondary. Because in both schools, they lose their entire secondary. The entire secondary. All of it. In Alabama's case, they're top five or six guys. I mean, you know, Alabama's losing Minka Fitzpatrick and Troy Brown and Ronnie Harrison and Anthony Averett. I mean, that's it. There's your secondary. They lose their entire secondary. Penn State also loses their entire secondary. They lose guys like Chris Campbell and Marcus Allen and Grant Haley. Do you notice, Ron, I know every player in the country? You know, it's not written down. It's an illness. It's a blessing and a curse.
It's quite an illness.
It is. It is. But they lose their entire secondary. Who did I mention? They lose Haley and Chris Campbell and Marcus Allen and Troy Apke, the guy who came out of nowhere and performed so well at the combine. They lose all those guys. And I think anytime a team loses its entire secondary, I think that's a problem, a significant problem. Because, look, last year, this past season, when Clemson lost in the semis to Alabama, one of the reasons they lost, as I've said many times, is that the skill position players for Clemson were not as seasoned or physical as the defensive skill position players for Alabama. Well, this year, the defensive skill positions for Alabama are all gone. All those guys who dominated their matchup this year against Clemson in the national semifinal, well, now Alabama's the one with the problem. Clemson had the problem this year. Alabama's going to have the problem this coming season. And as good as Tua Tagovailoa is, and he's incredible, you still have to wonder if ultimately in a matchup of like teams, and again, I don't really need to see Clemson, Alabama again, but if it winds up Clemson, Alabama again, this year Clemson's skill position players will be more experienced. Kelly Bryant will be more experienced. T. Higgins will be a year more mature and a year stronger. Etienne is going to be a year stronger and a year more mature, and right down the line. You know, and so now, if those two teams were to play again, when they played last year, Alabama's physical maturity dominated the game in terms of offensive skill position players versus defensive skill position players. Were those two teams to play again this coming season, it wouldn't be that way. It would now be Clemson's skill position, offensive skill position players, who would have the advantage on Alabama's defensive skill position players. And so that's my concern, and I think it's significant. Remember Washington 2 years ago when I picked Washington to go to the college football playoff before the year, and people thought that was sort of outlandish. And one of the reasons I did was that secondary with Buda Baker and with Kevin King and all those guys. Well, that entire group got drafted. And then last year, other people started picking Washington to go to the playoff. Well, Washington wasn't going to go to the playoff because they had lost their whole secondary. Well, now Alabama and Penn State are going to face that issue. And so if down the line, Clemson winds up in a matchup against one of those teams, this year, Clemson's skill position players will have the physical superiority and maturity advantage over the likes of an Alabama. Just remember that. We're saying this on the 5th of April. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a new condo owner, a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell. Construction set to begin the summer of 2018. It's located on Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a unique concept, blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. It will feature 118 residences that are a mix of studio, two-bedroom, three-bedroom condos. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking baths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even going to be a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. That's all incredible. This is also incredible. Lakeside Lodge is also going to have modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance so owners can enjoy time at their lake homes without the hassles and upkeep of owning a home. But Lakeside Lodge is more than just a development in Clemson. It's a community. The Clemson Nation is so strong, especially here in the upstate. Lakeside Lodge will be a place where people who love Clemson can gather. Look, condo owners will have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it, or in the case with most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, you can actually lock off portions of your residence so that you can use part and still rent one or two of the bedrooms depending on the unit. Former Clemson Tiger Taj Boyd's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office located at 906 Tiger Boulevard right next to Ruby Tuesday. Lakeside Lodge is accepting reservations now. Do not snooze. You will absolutely lose. Limited opportunity. Locally owned Sherman Construction is the general contractor, and Lakeside Lodge has a sales office right on Highway 123 in Clemson where they have an incredible 5 foot by 5 foot model of the condo hotel on display, so go check it out. Quick break. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We'll be back.
The only thing better than playing golf is playing an attorney for a great cause. The 2018 golf tournament to benefit New Foundations Home for Children is May 10th at Cobbs Glen. This Captain's Choice tournament starts at 1 p.m. with registration and lunch at 11:30. Get your four-person team together or consider a sponsorship package to play and benefit your company. For registration or sponsorship packages, call Chris at 864-260-4705 or log on to newfoundationschildren.com.
It's bug time at Bojangles. For a limited time, get a Chicken Supreme snack with 4 Supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. Today I wanted to talk to you about one of the most critical but least understood types of insurance. When I talk to people, I ask them, what is your greatest asset? A lot of times I hear, well, it's my house or it's my car. Actually, an employee's greatest asset is not their home or their car. It's themselves and their ability to earn an income. Did you know that 71% of Americans would find it very difficult to meet financial obligations if their paycheck was delayed for just 1 week? Fortunately, there is a solution, and it will help you attract and retain employees. That solution is disability insurance. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is the Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make insurance easier.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure, and you can currently enjoy savings of up to 70% off on winter clothing. At Elkmont, you'll find fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, along with the area's best selection of Patagonia, North Face, Southern Marsh, Yeti, Columbia, Sperry and Hunter boots, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, Chacos, Birkenstocks, Costa and Ray-Ban sunglasses, and so much more. Elkmont also offers fishing and lake kayaks and has a wonderful selection of paddle boards. All this plus a women's boutique and restaurant with 16 craft beer taps. Folks, there really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, the next time you're passing through, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
We are back. Hey, Gumball. Yeah, you in there. Is there a reason we're playing the same song every break?
Yeah.
I mean, I like it, but...
But I've been busy looking up stuff and doing things, and okay. I keep forgetting to put a new song in there.
Okay. All right.
My name isn't Gumball.
It is now. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines.
What do you want? Never mind.
No, tell me what you want.
No, never mind.
No, I said tell me what you want.
I was going to read a text, but never mind now. I can't find it.
Oh, well, that would be...
Here it is. On the Health There text line, Andrew says, where the hell is Ruggles when you...
Ruggles! Where is Ruggles?
I don't know. I've been looking for Ruggles all day. I don't think he's playing.
He sells weed down by the seashore.
And hammocks, because when you have weed,
and hammocks,
you need
allegedly.
You need a hammock.
Allegedly. Brian D says, you're welcome for showing you that song. Love how she keeps playing it. I love that song. I love that version. I don't normally
I can just play it all day and nobody would care.
Yeah, I don't normally love remakes, but I love that version. But I pretty much love anything Johnny Cash did. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Joe's New York Pizza. Matt, I'll get to you in 1 minute. You know, Joe's is an incredible place.
Which Zeke should know soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Zeke, you owe us Joe's. Your meal starts with the garlic knots. Tonight would be good, Zeke.
Oh.
Smothered with... They stuff them full of hot, cheesy, melted goodness, the stuffed cheese garlic knots, and they serve it with the marinara sauce. I'm telling you, I've been to 43 states. I'm an Italian food snob. And that sauce is the finest sauce I've ever tasted. Mangia, you'll thank me later. And that sauce is the basis for all their red sauce dishes. You start with the appetizers, like the pepperoni twists, which is a platter. If you can finish it, you move on to the entrees. My personal favorite is the meatballs and marinara, which is like a dinner unto itself. But then, like I said, you move to the entrees. The lasagna, which is the only real lasagna you can get in Clemson. The Taste of Italy, which is a sampler platter. The pizza, which is award-winning and is insanely good. The desserts, which are all homemade. You know what a cannoli is? Oh, except for the cheesecake, which comes from the Carnegie Deli. And I will swear to you that is the finest cheesecake made on earth. I don't care what you think your grandmother made or your ancient family recipe. The cheesecake at Joe's comes from the Carnegie Deli, and I am here to tell you that is the finest cheesecake on the frigging planet. Isn't it, Ramona?
Yes, it is. You're right about that. You are absolutely
right. You ate the whole piece the other day, didn't you?
I did. See, I divided it up.
Yeah.
Okay, but then when I divided it up, the middle was all there.
You were going. You told me
I was going to give.
You were going to give
a
piece to your mother.
Yeah,
but you ate your mother's portion, didn't you, Ramona?
Well, yeah, because I started to eat the whole thing, and only like a little bit was left, and I thought, well, that's not even a piece to give anybody, so I just ate the whole thing.
Well, Mom, it's the thought that counts. Let's get the Northland Communication phone lines. By the way, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail, Joe's New York Pizza, go. Matt in Greenville. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Matt. Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks for getting in. I'm going to call out my brother for the Alabama crap. I mean, what?
Oh my gosh.
Everybody needs to remember that it was a miracle of God or something else that they even won that game. I mean, Nick Saban almost lost the game for a whole half.
Oh, yeah, he tried. He tried.
How on earth?
He tried to lose the game. Let's be absolutely clear about what happened in the national championship game. Georgia's best player wasn't Sony Michel. It wasn't Nick Chubb. It wasn't Trenton Thompson. Georgia's best player was Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. wasn't even close.
What makes anyone?
He was easily their best player.
Great Nick Saban, Mr. Lombardi himself, won't screw this thing up for a whole season. He has to go against everything he believes in.
It does,
and he has to actually pass the ball. And I think they'll probably kick him out of the state if he passes the ball more than 20 times a game. I mean, that's just how they run it down there.
Yeah, Tua Tagovailoa in Alabama is a strange marriage. That's absolutely true.
But if they want to hitch that wagon to that mess, go ahead. I mean, have fun with that.
Hey, play Jalen Hurts.
Sorry.
I'm good with you playing Jalen Hurts. Yeah. Knock yourself out, Bama. He's great. Barry Sally told us to get that off.
Just a real quick question about the NFL draft. Who do you think has lost more to the NFL draft? And I'll run Washington State or NC State. I think I would be more leaning to NC State, but I looked at some of the components for Washington State, and they have a lot of pieces that were valuable last year. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Matt. Yeah. You know, I think both sides lost a lot of pieces without question. I don't know. You know, at the very least, NC State has Finley back. NC State lost that entire defensive front, though, and it's going to be difficult to replace those guys because three of the four are going to be drafted in the first 120 picks, and the fourth guy, Street, apparently blew up his knee the other day. So he, and I think he would have been the fourth player in order. I know there's a lot of chatter about him being a top 100 player, but I don't see him as a top 100 player. I see him as the clear fourth guy out of that defensive line. People talk about his spectacular athleticism, but it doesn't show up on film. And again, he's injured now, so I don't want to, you know, be saying bad things about the injured, but you know, he's going to slide as a result, and that's terrible. That's unfortunate. I don't wish that on anybody. But that whole defensive front was going to be drafted. Now it may just be three of them. We'll see. But it'll be three in the top 120 picks. I'm going to be fascinated to see where Justin Jones winds up going. I think he's a top 100 quality player, whether he can be fit in that group. You know, this draft is unique to me in that I think that it's not great at the top. Besides the quarterbacks, and there are a couple of players like Chubb and Barkley, but there are no elite plug and play offensive tackles at all. But I think what this draft has is a ton of depth, so that when you move past pick 20, and you evaluate the players in the group between 20 and say 50. There's not a lot that separates them. So it's a good draft to be where the Patriots are. There's rumor today about the Patriots wanting to trade up and go after Baker Mayfield. I don't see that. That would shock me. By the way, Ramona, friends of the show, wrote, we're camping at Lake Kiwi for spring break, and we're ordering Joe's New York Pizza tonight. Thank you very much. Appreciate that very much. Hope you enjoy it. I'm sure you will. Stay safe. You know, it's a unique draft in that regard, because I mean, when you get past that range, like, for example, as part of my national contest, the Huddle Report invitation contest, what I try and do is, in the mock draft part, I try and figure out the players that comprise the pool of round one candidates. And I can tell you without question that when you go beyond 20, from 20 through, you know, 45, it's a gray area. And the NFL has a positional priorities, but teams also draft to needs. This talk about best player available isn't always fulfilled. It's a good strategy if you employ it, but it's difficult to stay true to. And that gray area encompasses a lot of good players. And even when you get down at the end of round three, when you're down near pick 90 or so, there are a lot of good players in that area. I mean, I think there are potentially some number one corners still available in that range. I think there are potentially some number one receivers. Again, I put up the list of players from major college conferences that I thought were underrated or undervalued, and that included a guy like Dante Pettis for Washington, who I think is going to be a real surprise for somebody, and is not going to go that early in the draft, maybe around, you know, maybe around 65, 70, somewhere in that range. But I think he's going to be a pleasant surprise for somebody in the draft. So the draft has depth. Even the offensive line has depth. Again, it doesn't start out well. And look, there are areas that are better than others. The tackle prospects, there are a lot of projects in that mix. I mean, even a guy like a Colton Miller, who I think is one of the better left tackle prospects in the draft and is more game ready right now than a Brian O'Neill is. O'Neill is another one of these guys. Athletically, he's gifted. He's a former tight end, the Pittsburgh left tackle. The best film that Brian O'Neill has is the game against NC State, where he took on that challenge and performed pretty well, and his athleticism stood out. So, I mean, you can invest in a guy like that, but the draft has depth at the interior offensive line positions as well, and at the tackle spot. It just doesn't have an elite plug-and-play left tackle. You know, I think a guy like McGlinchey, for example, will be a round one pick, but will start out on the right side somewhere. But the centers, for example, Billy Price had a pec tear, and he's going to be out for 4 months, but James Daniels, Billy Price, Frank Ragnow, I think all three of those are potentially long-term starting centers in the National Football League. And I think the biggest surprise of that group is Ragnow. I think Daniels is the best athlete. He needs to get stronger. Billy Price needs to get healthy. And then Ragnow is going to be the biggest surprise of the bunch. Ragnow is going to go somewhere and be a 10-year starter and make all pro teams. So if you're looking for a center and you're looking for a steal, and I think Ragnow is going to go earlier than people realize. I think a lot of people don't think Ragnow is a top 100 player. I think Ragnow is a top 45 player. So the only question is how many teams need centers early. But I think even in terms of guards, there are guards that are available in the second and third rounds that are going to turn out to be pretty good players. So I think the draft has depth in that regard, and I think there are going to be some steals to be had a little bit later. You want to get in, you're welcome to. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. You know, for almost 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been treating people the right way. If you go read any of the reviews from any of the review services, you're going to find that George Coleman Ford has almost nothing but 5-star reviews. And there's a reason somebody's in business for almost 90 years, and it's that type of attention to their customers' needs. For example, I pulled this the other day. You can go check the reviews on any of the review sites. Check Google. Check them yourself, and you'll find this is true. I mean, again, George Coleman Ford just won the President's Award in the upstate of South Carolina for the second consecutive year. No other Ford dealership did so. That's a consumer survey-based award. You're saying George Coleman Ford is the best Ford dealership in the upstate of South Carolina, as you've been saying for decades and decades. But I pulled this the other day. Best buying experience ever. Randall Coleman was my salesman. He made the whole sales process so nice, capital letters, exclamation mark. There was no high-pressure sales techniques whatsoever. He patiently walked me through the different models I was looking for and explained everything in detail. If you're looking for a new or used car sale, please call Randall Coleman. Not only is he a super nice salesman, but he's a really nice, genuine person. Thank you, George Coleman Ford and Randall. And I love, love, love my new Ford Flex. Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. There are no dealer fees in Travelers Rest. There are no service fees at George Coleman Ford. That's the difference. That's the difference that's real. Go see him. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. I'll be right back.
The Clemson baseball team heads back out on the road this weekend, traveling to South Bend, Indiana, to take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in a 3-game series. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. Friday, 2 p.m. Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday, with a pregame show beginning 30 minutes prior on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
Spring has sprung, and so has pollen. Don't let the outside stay in. A clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Extreme clean like new carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they use empowered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and receive 3 rooms for $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on specials, or take an extra 10 to 20% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Get a Famous Maker bath towel for just $4.99. Kitchen appliances from Bella and Black & Decker, $8.99 after $10 mail-in rebate. Tag and Travel Select luggage sets, 70% off. And men's Technicolor suits from Kenneth Cole Reaction are just $99.99. Right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Extra savings excludes specials.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a Trane.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. By the way, CBS has come out with their way too early top 25 college basketball poll for next year. And this is a Gary Parish initiative. Gary Parish, the biggest Duke homer ever. Every year, I mean, a guy picks Grayson Allen to win the player of the year every year. Every year is Duke. I heard him, you know, 2 weeks ago, it's Duke. The whole tournament's about Duke, picking Duke. Well, he's right back at his old tricks because despite the fact Duke lost their entire starting lineup, and I realize they have pieces coming in, You know, again, they're starting over, doing the same thing they did this year. Gary Parrish says Duke number two. CBS, Duke number two in the country. Clemson, number 24. And by the way, it says in the write-up on Clemson that Clemson has Reed and Mitchell returning. It lists Reed and Mitchell as returning, and this is today.
Does it really?
Yeah, by the way, Carter for Run says Tiger Woods wins on Sunday. Really? Carter, when's he ever come behind on Sunday before? Oh, that's right, never. Good luck with that plan, Carter. Carter, just hope he's still playing on Sunday. You know, he's not winning anything. Hope he's still playing on Sunday. Yeah, look. You know, when you look at Clemson's team, if they're going to have Mitchell and Reed back, then how on earth would you put them 24th? I mean, in the write-up that Parrish does, he has Reed and Mitchell returning and has them 24th. It has Duke, who loses their entire starting lineup. Carter runs his light the candle. But Duke will lose their entire starting lineup. They're two. Oh, that seems fair. Let's go to Northline Communication phone lines. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, little giant draft analysis. You had mentioned the depth of the guards, and my thought as a longtime Giant fan is the last thing I want them to draft is a quarterback at that position because they have so many holes they're like a piece of Swiss cheese. I don't know whether the Browns still have the four pick or did they trade that away, but the Giants need to draft down, pick up a bunch of the second round picks that the Browns have, get some offensive linemen to keep whoever they get a quarterback in one piece.
All right, so here's your view then. You don't want, let's say the Browns, for sake of argument, take Darnold at one. You don't want Josh Allen at two, and you're also willing to pass on Barkley and or Chubb at two and trade down and get additional pieces?
Yeah, I mean, I think depending if you get quarterback hungry teams trying to fill in that 2-3 spot,
Let me play devil's advocate for a second. And I'm not saying you're wrong, because quite honestly, if I'm Gettleman the Giants, that's what I'm doing right now. I am baiting the biggest sucker out there. And if that's Buffalo and I can clean their clock, that's exactly what I want to do and make my team better. But the devil's advocate argument would be this. You have a quarterback that is visibly aging. This is not Tom Brady. This is a guy who already looks old. And
totally agree.
And how many times are the Giants going to be in that position that you can try and draft a franchise quarterback again? Because the Giants don't expect to be picking in the top five.
No, I agree with that. I don't know. I mean, neither the UCLA or USC quarterback thrill me. Anytime that school and those systems put quarterbacks in the NFL, they stink.
Well, Carson Palmer was pretty good.
He wasn't a closer.
Yeah, that's fair. Know? Troy Aikman was pretty good.
True. Okay, but that was how many years ago?
It's a while. It's been
I don't have that many.
Do you know that Troy Aikman started his? You know Troy Aikman started his career at Oklahoma.
You're right. I remember that.
Yep.
And I don't know. I just think they need a lot more help than just one magic quarterback. And I think if people are so hungry, let's say the Browns take two, somebody picks up another quarterback at three, depending on if the Browns go for Chubb or if the Browns go for Barkley, they can get one of those two guys, and then they can stockpile a bunch of linemen.
Yeah, look, if I'm the Giants, you know, at some point, and I would imagine it's happened already, and maybe it's part of the discussion already. I would think that being in Buffalo would be on the horn, calling Gettleman and trying to work out some sort of deal to move up to two, because they've already made the play to move up. The whole world knows that they're in desperate need of a quarterback. And, you know, they're trying to play coy, but they can only be so coy. They need a quarterback desperately. And the Giants have a chance in that spot. Look, I think the Giants are in an incredibly advantageous position, being at two, and in front of the Jets. So, you know, if you just hold out a while longer, and this may take a while, you may get a really attractive offer from perhaps Buffalo, perhaps somebody else, because, again, this quarterback lottery is really going to heat up. It's just getting started. I mean, I think there's a really good chance before all is said and done that there are four quarterbacks taken in the top five picks.
That's going to work. That would work in the Giants' favor, so they can possibly pick up, you know, a Chubb or a Barkley, depending on who's not selected by the Browns.
Well, it depends. Again, it depends how far down you go. I mean, like,
that's what scares me about Buffalo. I think they're too far down for that.
Well,
unless Buffalo's going to do a New Orleans Saints and give them all the remaining draft choices.
Well, again, you have an offensive line that you acquired Sutter, but the rest of that line still needs a lot of pieces. So,
exactly.
You know, if you were really interested in protecting Eli Manning, then you could make a trade down, acquire a number of picks. You could, you know, with the first two picks of 12 and 21, you could spend it just, you know, playing around. You could spend both those picks on offensive linemen, and then you could come back with the additional pick, let's say a two, and you could draft a running back there. You could, in a round two situation, you could draft a Kerryon Johnson or a Rashad Penny or somebody of that sort.
Yeah, well, I've never listened to somebody else, and they're like, they got to do the quarterback, and I'm just like, no. That's not Giant football is based upon offensive, controlling the line, running, and defense. That's Big Blue football.
Yeah, but, you know, you also weren't going to win two Super Bowls without Eli Manning.
True, yeah. I mean, I guess it's... my gut is get more picks and restock.
You know, look, Mark, the really interesting the really interesting thing is why the Jets and Giants didn't make a deal. The Jets were desperate to move up and get their quarterback, and now the Jets are sort of left with whomever the first two teams don't take. So it's not generally the type of move you want to make. I mean, generally you'd want to move to two. Now, the Jets and Giants have never made any deals, and it may just be that those two franchises are completely opposed to dealing with each other, and that may be the reason the Jets didn't get up to two. It also may be that Gettleman and company are still torn themselves, that they still want to see the quarterback thing play out. And if it's a particular quarterback or two, it may be that you take that guy. I'll tell you right now, if Cleveland sort of defies the world and takes Josh Allen at one, then I'll bet you anything that you take Sam Darnold at two.
That to me would be the worst scenario. I'd rather go with Josh Allen than, as I said, either Darnell, especially him.
Why?
You just don't know. I mean, it's just like Eli. You never know what Eli Manning's going to show up each season. But Darnell, watching him play over the years, you never know he's either a world beater or he's a pick six thrower.
Yeah, I think there were some circumstances to that, though, Mark, and I'll address them off air. Good job. Appreciate the call. Zach on the text line says, I think the Jets want Mayfield, and they think he'll be there at 3. Maybe. I mean, maybe. The Jets have spent a lot of time vetting all these quarterbacks, and they're still in the process, and they've spent a lot of time with Baker Mayfield. And, you know, if you look at it from this perspective, you know, you have a coaching staff there that's uncertain about their future. You need to pick one quarterback to win immediately and try and save yourself. That might point to Mayfield at 3. However, there'll be a lot of blowback if Rosen's available and the Jets don't take him, because to most, in the mind of most NFL scouts in most franchises, most have Rosen above Baker Mayfield. So there would be some potential blowback there, but look, even the Browns are still vetting Mayfield. So that's certainly not out of the question. I mean, listen, this is the most unique draft of my lifetime. I mean, you know, the 1983 draft was obviously a quarterback laden draft, and we'll talk a little bit about that draft, but this draft is so unique because everyone knew this was going to be a quarterback year. And I think when the final cards have been played, and I've heard people talk about, well, you could have 3 quarterbacks in the top 5. I think you'll have 4 quarterbacks in the top 5. I think when the final deal has been struck, I think that the lowest one of those guys is going to go is 5. And I don't know if it'll be Denver or it'll be somebody else, but I think you're going to have 4 quarterbacks taken in the top 5 picks. Zach says, as much as I hate Mayfield, I think he's a proven winner. I agree. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. Tom's a special place. Brock and Beth stayed true to all the original recipes and then added some things that were uniquely their own, like the mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is insanely good. Insanely good. Catering, tailgates, parties. You want a tailgate platter, you want catering, whatever. They can customize any order. They just redid the store in the storefront. They're also the home for the national champion Cheerwine barbecue sauce. If that sounds good to you, it's even better than it sounds. They also have the Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, Old Carolina and New Carolina. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science. They smoke them for 2 hours. They fry them for 60 seconds. And then they can toss the chicken tenders in any of the sauces. Fresh sides and desserts, which includes the now legendary banana pudding, which is a must-have at Tom's Barbecue. Open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. 864-288-2652. 864-288-2652. Tell them I say it's the way this deal works. You can get it on the phone lines right now if you want. I'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takeuchi compact equipment at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takeuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you, and you can score a significant discount.